Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Why do so many of the area's top realtors use the home loan expert as their preferred mortgage lender? Easy, they get it. The real estate market is hot and homes are selling the first day on the market. If you're even considering buying a home, it's time to get pre-approved today. It's never been more important to make sure you're working with a strong mortgage lender. Get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana residential mortgage licensee. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon. So head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves update studio. Planning to celebrate the 4th of July by watching one big fireworks show. The Chicago Wolves like to celebrate so much that they perform an award-winning fireworks show before every home game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Grizzlies had a hard time historically against this guy, so I thought just drop him down one, put Willie up. I've been wanting to try Willie versus a lefty. Even when Schwarber was here, I thought at some point I was going to give that a go. So just for tonight, I wanted to see what it looked like.
Quite the unexpected lineup tonight for Joe Maddon's Cubs as they get ready to start a big series in Washington. You heard him right. Catcher Wilson Contreras will be in the leadoff spot. Anthony Rizzo's batting second. Chris Bryant is in left field with Jamer Candelario playing third base. Addison Russell out of bad shoulder. Cubs hitting around 200 in 9 career games against Washington starter Gio Gonzalez. Meantime, Cubs starter Eddie Butler's ERA is more than 5.5 away from Wrigley Field. White Sox hosting the Yankees. Roster move, the Sox sending down Gregory Infante and calling up Juan Manaea. Tonight's game means Aaron Judge is on the south side. In 11 at-bats against the Sox, Judge is hitting .364 with 2 home runs and 4 RBIs. Judge currently leading the American League in batting average, home runs, and RBIs. Meantime, Carlos Rodon will be back for the White Sox on Wednesday against the Yankees. Elsewhere, top 6, Arizona 6, Philadelphia 1, St. Louis leads Cincinnati 6-1 in the 5th inning. Hockey, the Hawks have agreed to terms with goalie Anton Forsberg, while forward Thomas Yurko gets a 1-year extension. NBA, the Cavaliers reportedly still pursuing a trade for Pacers star Paul George, and word is the Cavs are the leading contenders for Carmelo Anthony if he's able to secure a buyout from the Knicks. This scoreboard update is brought to you by State Farm, here to help life go right. Breaking news on the scores brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit RosenHyundai.com. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Nationals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4. Kids.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
All right, here's the deal.
What's the dealio?
This is the dealio for you, the Cub fan. Chill out, because these next four are going to feel like, yeah, it's the Nationals and they're better. They are better. Here's the thing.
National coverage as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's going to feel big.
Two really good teams.
Well, two teams
with a lot of talent.
Yeah, one really good team. One team that's not really good and banged up.
Yeah.
You got minor leaguers. Look how many holes you're filling. Look at this lineup. I'm
well,
just
for
it to
people
you
who are just tuning in or just jumping in your car, you've been working all day. We appreciate you choosing the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on the live video stream at watch670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle. American Needle is a true Chicago original. Buy local from American Needle. All right.
See,
give them that lineup.
Well, first of all, look, just let this sink in right here, that you're going to have a couple of pitchers who you might be able to beat, then you're going to have Scherzer and Strasburg in here. But if you think the Cubs are the World Series champs, so I don't want anybody saying, well, at least they beat the other pitchers. No.
Well, which one is it, Bernstein? It's a big deal or no?
Well, every game.
I'm going to treat it like a regular season NBA game. I like watching certain matchups. I like this matchup.
And you should use every game to measure your team, whether you're playing against also-rans or whether you're playing against the greats, that you can always discern something about your team. But look at this. These are your regulars. This is your regular lineup.
All right.
For this team, for this Nationals team.
The lineup is ridiculous.
Just hold on here. Matt Wieters, the catcher, he is this piddling OPS of 692. Ryan Zimmerman is the first baseman. He is at an OPS of 1.049.
19 knocks, 59 RBI.
He's batting 350. Daniel Murphy, as we mentioned, a slashing 342, 393, 576.
Zimmerman is slugging 657.
Right, Trey Turner, he has stolen 28 bases, only been caught 5 times, but he's batting 271, and he's a chump in this lineup with an OPS of 725. Anthony Rendon, 291, 397, 537, that's 933.
He of the 4 home run game, Anthony Rendon.
Michael Taylor, 273, 305, 517, that's 821, and their right fielder is Bryce Harper.
Who's doing pretty good this year.
Who's only got 18 home runs, is only 315, 420, and 591, a 1.011 OPS.
But he's only stolen 2 bags.
Look at the bench. Adam Lind.
Yeah, the bench is sick.
Adam Lind.
Something named Brian Goodwin has 91 at-bats and has a 914 OPS.
Adam Lind's 967 OPS. Steven Drew, 833. Ryan Rayburn, 813.
Oh, well. The magic stick
of Ryan Rayburn. So this is
a formidable lineup. You got to score some runs.
This is a crazy good team right now. And all it does is call into focus a lot of these situations, a lot of your high leverage moments, a lot of your inflection points.
Picking up signs.
In win expectancy. Yeah, and picking up signs. But
the little things.
Enjoy it. Learn about your team. But don't go jumping off any buildings if the Cubs simply show that they're the Cubs. Their lineup tonight is this. This is where we are in your World Series hangover season.
What's today's date? Today is June 26th. On June 26th.
Your leadoff hitter is Wilson Contreras, your catcher. And did we get an answer to the last time a Cubs catcher batted leadoff?
I'm sure Chris Kamko or Scott
from Davenport. Do we know off the top of our head? Or
I don't.
I believe somebody could probably find that out.
Maybe a Todd Hamley.
Shep already has it?
Well, Shep stays up at night, like, researching things like this. You know,
I saw it pop up on Twitter. This was not my doing. But it was Michael Barrett, I believe. I can find the year again. But it was Michael Barrett was the last Cubs catcher to do so. So that would have been, you're looking, what, 06-ish, somewhere in there?
Then he got hit in the head.
Well, no, he got hit in the balls.
Hit in the face, didn't he?
No, didn't Carlos give him a two-piece?
He did. But, yeah. Well, Pitt Reprezinski gave him the...
Didn't Carlos whoop his ass in the
locker room?
In the hall.
We don't know exactly. We don't know exactly what happened in the clubhouse.
We know he got his ass whooped. What are you talking about?
But I don't know if it's a 2-piece, a 3-piece, a 4-piece. But he also has the injury that nobody talks about.
Pieces. Oh yeah, he's got Tony Parrish.
No, he had the ripped open sack.
Oh yeah, you don't want to rip your sack.
June 20th, 2004.
Is that when he ripped his sack open?
Well. Could have done that too, but he did bet lead off that day.
I don't know. Yeah, dude, stop talking about that.
Yeah, that's
sack machine.
they actually plugged him up to the sack machine.
Get him to the sack machine.
I know what will cause sack rippage to be reversed. The sack machine. Nah, dude.
Sack machine.
Oh, God.
Yeah, don't you remember that?
How do you?
You don't forget.
Did he sit on one of them? Or?
Who was the Canuck that had like the twisted testicle?
Twisted you remember testies. That?
And members of Twisted Testies. We're not going to take it.
We're not
going to
take our Twisted Nuts no more.
Yurke Lume? Pavel Bure?
No. There's Sammy Salo?
Salo, yes.
Sammy Salo got hit in the nuts with a slap shot, I think.
This guy's been playing like he doesn't like hockey for decades. You're a big-time hockey guy. You're a hockey machine.
Look up Sammy Salo.
I'm not about to look up Sammy Salo
injury.
Nuts.
It wasn't yar. It wasn't too. I think he had like exploding crotch syndrome or something.
Jason Kendall had a nut issue
that
as well.
A lot more.
Yeah, I think it was Sammy Salo.
Golly, like, can you imagine like sitting on them and then probably the pain times 10.
Your own.
Yes. Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, depends on what you like. You know? I mean, you get the Cesar treatment, and then you know you can sit on somebody else.
I didn't finish the lineups. We got off on an unfortunate tangent.
Yes. Something happened.
Wilson Contreras, right. And then Rizzo, yeah. Bryant in left.
Yeah, don't like him at third right now.
And
the defensive lineups against
like
a lefty
right
or.
Either. This is against Gio,
the lefty,
right?
Yeah, so. Right. Gio's lefty, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, the defensive lineup against the lefty.
Ian Happ at second, Javi Baez at short, Jamer Candelario. I want to call him Jamer. It can't be Jamer.
Yeah, but Jamer. You know, they acquiesce after a while.
I know.
People mess up their names or butcher their names.
It's got to be Jamer, right? He's at third.
Careful.
Albert Elmora. At least I can pronounce Albert. Albert Elmora is the center fielder.
Eddie Butler will go four innings.
Eddie Butler is pitching, mm-hmm. And Mark Zagunas is in right. Why don't you have Mark Zagunas in left and Bryant in right?
Maybe he knows. Is it a tricky left field?
Mm.
Is Nasty Nats Park known for having cavernous left field regions? Is that what it is?
I don't know, because Lenny was just telling us that Mark is not real good at chasing down the old horse hide.
Yeah, the Cubs like putting people in the outfield that don't really like to go get it. Yeah, you got Kyle, and you got this guy, and
old Benji.
Ben has issues.
The adventures of Ben the outfielder.
And Chris has had his issues this year. They've come in bunches.
So has
though.
Almora.
Yeah,
Almora's had some bad routes.
I didn't see that coming. But that was when they did the NL West turn, where Colorado's big, San Diego's big.
Yeah.
I know you do your face, but I mean,
but you know what?
Those are huge parks.
I'm sorry, he has a reputation
and
as
members of huge parks.
As a plus-plus defensive center
and
fielder.
And maybe when we get the second go-round of the NL West turn for him, he's got it down pat. You know, a little ball. Rest in peace, Jimmy.
Skypoint Jimmy Pearsall.
Let the guy get acclimated. How good were you the first time you turned on the microphone, you jerk?
Well, we probably have it here. That was on tape, right?
No, I'm talking about the first time you got paid for it. Not the first time you're, you know, some little sack chaser in the damn.
The very first time I got paid to be in a microphone of any kind.
Were you awesome?
I'm not sure. You'll have to ask my dad.
Well, that was the first time I was on a microphone semi-professionally.
Two turntables and a microphone.
But Madison Muskie's PA announcer.
How would you judge your first game since you're coming down hard on one Almora Jr.?
I was worth every dollar of the 15 I was paid per game.
Yeah.
I got 15 bucks a game.
My first show, I remember I got put on after Eric Beverly. And
yeah. Now we put one on. I guess we're
going to. Yeah, I was about to say.
Broke Fish, the barrier. Larry Doby in now, right?
Matt Fishman took another bong hit, apparently. I was like, all right, throw him in there. I was 22 years old and on the air from 2 to 5:30
a.m.
Saturday morning. Yeah, I led into the Chat Champ. And then I produced that show because, Lord knows, there were probably no violations there in terms of how long you should force someone to work. But yeah, and I will never forget the topic that I thought had everyone going because the phone lines lit up was I was telling people that Anthony Thomas was going to be a better running back than James Allen. And it worked.
Nice.
It worked.
Let's not go putting Tremaine Allen in the Hall of Fame.
Dave, that's not Tremaine.
It was James.
Yeah.
And Dave was right. Dave was saying that was the
Baltimore Ravens game.
It was the Ted Marchibroda.
He rushed for like 110 yards or something like that.
It was Ted Marchibroda's
like
last
some garbage
game. It was the we're getting our coach fired game.
We quit game.
It was total.
Jay Dallas darting, moving around, doing his thing.
Brock Forsey against the Cardinals.
Wasn't Anthony Thomas the offensive rookie of the year that
year?
Yes. And then I would go out to, you know, biology bar and Zentra and sound bar, and I would see Anthony Thomas an awful lot out, always with a black and mild in his mouth, too.
Always.
You know, top of the line athlete in his prime, rookie running back running around with, I mean, Anthony was like
the unfortunate bobblehead.
It was the old Sambo bobblehead that they put out there
The old restaurant in the Chicago area.
Right. The old pink lip bobblehead. There was they made something up about the lead poisoning. Yes,
remember, I called them out on the lie, and I said
a minstrel show on a bobblehead and said, "Here, Bears fans, we know how you like
it." It was bad, and they were embarrassed, and they lied about why they recalled
lead
them.
Right,
and I said, I so know you're lying. I'm just once an hour, I'm going to lick the bobblehead.
Yeah. Remember that show? You're an idiot then too.
I did. Once a show, I would lick the bobblehead just to prove that there was no lead in the. And then I ended up being proof there might have been lead in the paint.
Right. Years later, Anthony Thomas bobblehead.
Yeah, that was the unfortunate bamboozled bobblehead.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah. It was bad. Oh my God. How could you let this go? Like who was like, yeah, that's how they look. Not even him. Like, yeah. Oh yeah.
Pretty solid likeness there.
Oh, mine have pink lips. Yeah, run with that. That is oh my God!
All you need are the white gloves.
The thing, man, and the cane, and the top hat, and do the Charleston for you real quick while he's running through tacklers. Damn you, Bears!
That was quite a day.
Race machine. That's what they put the specifics into the race machine and got that bobblehead.
This segment's been brought to you by AutoZone. It's time to get excited. Thanks to the AutoZone Rewards Program. Spend $20 five times and earn a $20 reward. Sign up today. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All this being to make the point that...
It's going to be a measuring stick series. Do you match up with the nasty Nets
it's
or not?
It's a series against a team that's better than the Cubs right now. But always keep this in mind.
Right.
Last year, the Cubs won the World Series.
I think Cubs fans... have that in mind quite often. Anytime I bring it up on the group chat, Mike B throws up Dexter Fowler's, you know, home run or Javi Baez running around with the W flag in the ring. So I think Cubs fans are still aware. I think they're still aware. And a month ago when I was being chided, Goff, you're a Sox fan, you're a Cubs hater. I'm like, no, they just haven't played good baseball.
This is the Bernstein and Goff Show on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670, The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is the CBS Sports Minute. If you're a hoops head, Ice Cube's experimental 3-on-3 league, which is rolled out yesterday at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, undoubtedly came with some serious appeal. Recognizable names and a proximity to players, it's the backbone of the league. Not to mention a format that everybody can relate to. Who didn't carve out hours each day during the summer as a kid growing up playing half court with your buddies? Even the branding reflects an understanding of modern styles and fashion. Cool unis, logos, team names all create an interesting template. Coupled with Ice Cube's generational juice and the presence of my friend and colleague Amy Trask, well, the league's positioned itself about as well as it possibly could. The crowd engagement was solid to start, but then play dragged on a little bit. So while I remain bullish on the concept and the people at the end of the day for sustainability purposes, you need players to make plays. That's the inherent challenge for an otherwise really strong concept. I'm BT.
Home Depot now has LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. The warm look of wood flooring with a surface that's tough, scratch resistant, and completely 100% waterproof. So, if life brings you things that scratch or things that spill, you'll be completely 100% worry-proof. And that is a beautiful feeling. LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at only $279 a square foot. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Billy, 27, construction worker, income 60 grand a year, credit score 664. He wanted to purchase a home, so he called his father for advice. Billy's father told him to call David because he was the smartest lender he knew and the only lender he trusted. David answered Billy's questions. He helped him secure an FHA loan. If you are interested in purchasing a home, you should work with the best. And the best in the mortgage business is Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. David and his team will answer your questions honestly, will secure you a mortgage that best fits your needs at the lowest rate and closing costs of up to $1,000 less than others. So the first and only call that you need to make when securing a mortgage is to David at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois residential mortgage license E4358, NMLS 19186.
Hey, it's Steve. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm protesting the high price of my mobile plan. Metro PCS must think I'm an ATM. More like Steve TM.
Switch to Boost and get two lines with 3 gigs of data per line for only $50. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, get up to 2 free LG X-Power phones, all powered by the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Visit a Boost mobile store today. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
This week at Lowe's, you'll get great savings during our outdoor entertaining event. Get a smoking hot deal on a Char-Griller Super Pro Charcoal Grill, now for just $99. That's a $30 savings. And if you're inviting people over for that backyard barbecue, make sure your landscape looks in tip-top shape with premium mulch. Now 5 bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6/21 through 6/28. While supplies last, U.S. only. Mulch color and selection vary by location. Offer not valid in Alaska or Hawaii.
23-24.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We're going to be out of here in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to make way for Cubs baseball. I know we're not doing It's On, but it's going to be weird for me tonight because I mentioned that my wife and son went to Omaha for the College World Series.
Aha time in the Bernstein household.
Yeah, I'm all alone. My daughter's away at camp, and I'm just...
I mean, grease yourself up and find some new things, you know? see what's grown on you in the last couple of years or so.
I don't know what you mean.
Look for things on yourself.
It starts at 6. And I am old. I might as well get a magnifying glass out. What's funny is that depending on which seats my cousins got, of the seats that we have there, there are some where last year, anytime they cut away to one of the on-deck circles, my kid's head was like right there.
You text him, stop picking his nose.
Yeah, I was texting him, you have mustard on your shirt, get your fingers out of your nose. So I was thinking of, and he got really mad at me. So
you're a lame-ass old dad.
So?
Like, you've graduated to that. You used to be kind of cool.
I get him to laugh at the dumb jokes every once
in a while. Yeah, but he's giving you that dad courtesy because he knows he's going to need a ride here soon in a few years.
So mad at me. He was pitching yesterday, and he went to 3-0 on a hitter.
Did he get his tees lit?
He went to 3-0. He was a 2 perfect innings, struck out 5 of 6, and he goes to 3-0. And I just gave like the clap. I was just like, "All right, come back and get him now." And he stops. He looks at me and he goes, "Shut up." Dude.
And everyone around Chicago radio kind of gave him a standing ovation wherever they were.
All I said was, "Come back and get him now." And he did.
I mean, because that's what he was intending to do.
Right. And then that's what he said.
We're counting on you, Ben Gordon.
That was his. I was just trying to encourage him.
I got you.
And at that point,
you're being a dad.
I was being a dad. And after the game, I said, realize, you know, you can give me a look. You don't literally have to tell me to shut up
in front of everybody. Right. Because I got to prove, like, hey, man, calm down over there.
Everybody knows me.
I bought you everything that you're wearing right now.
They know you don't like me to talk to you. And it was everybody laughed.
I do my thing. You do your thing. That kind of.
And I said, I was just trying to encourage you. And then I said, let the record show.
Oh, God.
After I said that, you struck him out.
You're a complete
bag. And what do you think he said? He said, there's nothing to prove that was causal.
Oh, God.
He said, it is equally possible that I would have thrown those anyway.
Yeah, this is why they left you. this is why
Everyone in your family
is elsewhere right now. But I couldn't get mad at that.
Why would they want to be around you?
I couldn't get mad at you because logically he was correct. I couldn't prove that it made
Danny,
it work.
Danny.
That's why they wanted to leave.
Play some kind of music.
That's right. No, that's why they had to get...
We go early. We'll play it live.
Here's the thing. It's going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be that moment where
there's
you get
be some
right,
F-bombs.
Right. But right now you're getting it's all joy. It's all well. You'll,
yeah, it is. It's a little. This thing is not easy. It's not easy, man. Like I'm down. You know, for cutting off all the things that I once thought were fun and pouring all into my child and my relationship with my lady. But mm-hmm. it's like every once in a while I was in a car yesterday for 45 minutes while the Pride Parade traffic was emptying out onto Lakeshore right. Drive with a screaming baby. And
babies are loud.
And I have a fiance who can't get it through a silly ass head that talking to him isn't doing anything. You're not calming him down. He's getting louder. You're agitating him. Calm down before I tumbleweed both of y'all out of this truck. Like and then I got cut off by a lady in a red Hummer with a blonde mohawk, and I pulled up to the stoplight and gave her a little piece of my mind.
Wendy O. Williams is driving around,
and I'm sitting there like I deal with this quite often. And don't ever say anything, but yesterday just wasn't my day. So I went to Benny's, got some cigars, got some Crown Royal Reserve, sat my ass on the balcony, told everybody leave me the hell alone till 8.
Daddy needs some alone time.
I ordered you sushi. Kid, you got all the cans of formula you will ever need. Hang out with mommy. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me.
That's okay.
I love you.
That's really important. The problem
is the first time like I've had that moment in 6 months.
That's completely normal. And getting the problem is because your car wasn't moving. Had the car been rolling, he would have gotten out of it. When the car stops, he doesn't have the soothing rumble. You know,
BET Awards and all those things made our night that much better. We watched New Edition perform, and it was a fun night. Bruno
how'd they
Mars.
Sound?
It sounded like a bunch of old dudes from Boston who need some dough.
Okay.
You know, Ralph Tresvant drunk as hell out there.
Because Boys to Men has been also trying to cash some checks.
Yeah. You know, there's always that linen suit again, tour. Right? You know, you can jump on a Tom Joyner morning cruise or something like that. But yeah, I enjoyed myself last night after I told my family to get lost.
Thanks to Chris Hine, Len Casper, and Chelsea Janes for joining us. We thank the video director, Brian Gertz.
The king of pop. As a musician, I loved his work. The other things, not so much. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I think you're in pretty good territory there, Farmio. I think you're all right. The producers,
rules
Nick
and practices.
Shepkowski.
With the 51st pick in the 2017 NBA draft, the Denver Nuggets select Monte Morris. The New Orleans Pelicans select Edmund Sumner from Xavier University.
Shout out to Mark Tatum for enjoying that.
Yeah, for at least
guys.
Understanding that everybody else is following Adrian Wojnarowski on Twitter.
All right, we got ourselves some baseball.
The audio overlord.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Chris Tannehill.
I'm not feeling well. I'm sorry, Tannehill.
When I saw Burley, he survived on movement, location, and changing speeds. He didn't survive on velocity. And then when he went down to 83, 84, if he hit you in the lip with a fastball, it wouldn't get fat. 83.
No, but the pitching coach would.
Oh, if you become a pitching coach in this city, you become morbidly obese.
What happened? When did both pitching coaches become the same guy?
Because they pay him in pasta. That's why. It's linguine for Don and some nice penne shells for my man
Chris. Here's your week's worth of carbonara.
All right.
Let him write their hand out.
Yeah, exactly. You eat that. Like, you eat it now in front of me.
It's like Cookie Monster.
All right. We got Nasty Nats and Cubs baseball pregame coming up.
I need Spumoni.
We'll talk about it tomorrow right here on the B&G Show. Have a good evening, everybody.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you on your way out.
Nice. Len Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs 3 times a week on the Score.
I talk to Joe every day. I think there have been some games lately that the Cubs have not won, but he has been happy with the look.
Len Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brewing.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Why do so many of the area's top realtors use the home loan expert as their preferred mortgage lender? Easy. They get it. The real estate market is hot and homes are selling the first day on the market. If you're even considering buying a home, it's time to get pre-approved today. It's never been more important to make sure you're working with a strong mortgage lender. Get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana residential mortgage licensee. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon. So head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
Hi, everybody, it's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the Cubs championship season.
Jake Arrieta pitches a no-hitter.
70 minutes of Cubs radio highlights as heard on 670 The Score.
The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
This is sure to be a collector's item to provide memories for a lifetime.
You are going to remember where you were right now for the rest of your life.
The Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD is only $19.99 plus shipping. Order yours now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD or baseballvoices.com.
That's cbschicago.com/CubsCD or baseballvoices.com.
The longest drought in the history of American sports is over and the celebration begins.
If you love the Cubs, you will love this CD. Order yours now.
And now, WSCR, 670 The Score, and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass Pregame Show. Presented to you in part by the Village of Bedford Park, AZEK and TimberTech, Grand Appliance and TV, Funkaway, Menards, Plumbers911Chicago.com, and Cambria. And now, your host, Mark Brody.
Washington, D.C. is the place for Cubs baseball tonight. And over the next four games, Eddie Butler starting for the Cubs in the opener against the lefty Gio Gonzalez for the Nationals. It is a clear, warm night here in our nation's capital. Requirement statement right there. It is 82 degrees. Some harmless clouds out there right now. So very comfortable for baseball here in Washington, D.C. The Nationals, as you probably know, running away with the National League East at 45-30, while the Cubs find themselves one game over 500 today and a game and a half back of Milwaukee in the National League Central. Cubs coming off a 4-2 loss yesterday to the Marlins and a four-game split with Miami. Coming up on the pregame show, as always, we will have Cubs manager Joe Maddon. Ron Coomer will be around in just a second. We'll also have Chris Bosio, the Cubs pitching coach, along with Len Casper. Jason Hayward will be on the show, as will one from the other side. Ryan Zimmerman will be on the pregame show tonight as well. Another interesting manifestation of the Joe Maddon lineup, one which features Wilson Contreras leading off and catching, followed by Anthony Rizzo, your number two hitter, Chris Bryant playing left field and batting third, Ian Happ is the cleanup hitter, followed by the shortstop Javier Baez, Jamer Candelario brought back up, he is the third baseman tonight for the Cubs, Albert Almora Jr. batting seventh and playing center field tonight, Eddie Butler is the number eight hitter, and the pitcher Mark Zagunas getting his third major league start, he is the right fielder for Joe Maddon. Alright, let's get to Ron Coomer, he is sponsored by Cambria. Natural quartz countertops and over 140 stunning designs for your new kitchen or bath. CambriaUSA.com. Cubs.com. And Coon, we just mentioned what the Cubs did over the last 4 days, the series split against a somewhat struggling Marlins team. You turn the page now, you play this first-place Nationals team, which is 45-30, and Joe Maddon admitted that he looks at this as a curiosity series. Where are we right now? Do you look at it that way as well?
Well, sure you do, because, you know, this human nature, you can't help but look at this Nationals club and say, well, this could be a club we could see in October, and very likely they're going to be there at the end of it all. They've got pretty good starting pitching. Actually, they got very good starting pitching, and they got a very good lineup, power, speed. You know, they're a real well-rounded lineup. So when you play certain teams in the league, you look at that series and go, where do we match up with them? Today's lineup is not indicative of where we're going to match up with them, hopefully in the future, because we get a lot of young guys in this lineup.
Yeah, and the Cubs, as you mentioned, they will run into the hearts of this starting staff for the Nationals, having to deal with Max Scherzer tomorrow and then Steven Strasburg the next day. But we'll keep it at this game for now. Cubs-Nationals, Eddie Butler against Gio Gonzalez, and Keys to the Game is sponsored by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com.
Well, it's one of those ball games where the starting pitcher can be erratic, but he's been very good. His command, that is, as far as being erratic. He's got a 1.66 home ERA this season. So, obviously, he has been lights out this year. He has lost some games where he should have won because of the end of this bullpen. Has not saved the game for him. The Cubs got their work cut out for him because Gonzalez likes to throw the high fastball, and he likes to throw the breaking ball in the dirt. We know that we have talked at length about that against these young Cub hitters, so we'll see which lineup and which offense shows up today, Mark. Does the offense that played two nights ago and are shooting the ball the other way and driving in runs and getting hits with two outs, or is it the lineup last night where you get some traffic but you can't get that big hit? That will be the key. Butler today, he's got great stuff. He's got a great arm. If he throws a lot of fastball strikes down in the zone, he could get a lot of ground balls and get a lot of quick outs with this lineup.
Ron, if we can, I'd like to hear from you in about another 15 seconds, okay?
That sounds great, Marcus.
Coming up on the show, Coomer and Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
This is Joe Matt of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to The Score, the radio home of the Cubs.
Ron Coomer here for my friends at Cambria. 4th of July is coming, and it's more than just fireworks. Time to celebrate our freedom and thank those who defended our country. Cambria is a family-owned and American-made company with natural stone countertops and handcrafted with pride. Join Cambria in celebrating our nation's birthday and remember those who gave so much for our freedom. To see all of Cambria's more than 140 stunning designs, including the new beautiful matte finish, visit CambriaUSA.com. Cambria is a very proud sponsor of
Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of...
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Blackhawks president John McDonough joins us.
The goal is to win the Stanley Cup, but there's so many things that happen once you enter the playoffs between caroms and bounces and posts and ghosts and crazy things that happen.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I have an injury update on Cubs right fielder Jason Hayward in a little bit. He was down in the clubhouse talking to everybody, looking good. We'll have the details coming up. Cubs and Nationals around the corner. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer will have the call. Eddie Butler against Gio Gonzalez. I'm Mark Grody. Great having you with us here on Cubs Radio. Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio is sponsored by RSM, a global team of audit, tax, and consulting advisors. Focused on the middle market, visit rsmus.com and experience the power of being understood. Here's Cubs TV play-by-play man, Len Casper.
Mark, thank you. Another case of a left-handed starter battling hard after a tough first inning. Had to deal with the error, but Mike really settled in.
Yeah, pitched pretty good. Stayed in there and battled, and we just couldn't get that one we needed. We got beat by on a first-pitch fastball, the only guy that normally takes it, but give him credit, he got the ball in the gap, and that was the damage done in the game, and we pretty much didn't do anything after that.
We turn the page now. This will be a challenge. Real good offense, but best against best, right? So here we go.
Well, we're a little beat up. I think it's a little different when we're at our best and at their best. So, but we'll show up, definitely go out there, and we'll fight with what we have going on out there right now.
What has Eddie done start to start that you've liked every time out?
I'd like to see him get a little deeper in the games. Pitch count's still running up real high. You know, you're going to have a really patient, aggressive team. They got a veteran bench. One of the best offenses in all of baseball with a really good starting pitching staff. Obviously, the key to this is trying to get in that bullpen, try to keep it close, get the lead, and turn it over to our guys. But definitely have our hands full here for four games.
All right, go get them.
Thanks.
That's Chris Bosio. Mark, back to you.
Len, thank you. And coming up, we will talk to Jason Hayward as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag Live Bright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Handler here. Talk Cubs with us. Mornings live at 5 on 670. The Score, home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Scott Muller here. No matter how you look at it, Muller Honda in Highland Park means more. With over 600 new Hondas, there's more to choose and more customer satisfaction. Visit Muller-Honda.com for more. And like my dad always says, you will not be disappointed.
What do you do when good isn't good enough? You upgrade. Or when you're ready to go from great to awesome, upgrade. If your energy drink isn't getting it done, or you're just ready for more, upgrade to Extra Strength 5-Hour Energy Apple Pie. Drink it in seconds, feel it in minutes, lasts 4 hours. Try it once and you'll know why they say upgrade to awesome, upgrade to Extra Strength. Official sponsor of the 2017 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. For more information, see 5hourenergy.com.
When my hair gets all long and scraggly, I don't feel sure of myself. It's like I'm just a little, you know, off. But after a haircut at Great Clips, I'm
me again. My 5 o'clock shadow arrives at 3:06. I can do that Elvis thing with my lower lip. And I can predict the future. In 1 second, some announcer guy will speak.
Get in, out, and back to greatness. Download the Great Clips online check-in app. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy Chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Every morning, 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave, and thousands of Gillette workers start their day at our factory in Boston, bringing you America's number one shave at lower prices every day. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get your fourth order free.
Hey, Cubs fans, have a roofing problem? Solve it right away with a GAF factory certified master elite contractor. Just visit GAF.com to find one near you.
As we get ready for the second leg of this three-city tour, 4 games against the Washington Nationals, a reminder that tickets are available at Wrigley Field next month, especially July 5th. Visit Cubs.com for tickets now. Eddie Butler against Gio Gonzalez tonight, Cubs and Nationals, and our injury report is sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. Jason Hayward's getting close to returning. He has that left-hand abrasion, possibly by the weekend. He's able to play catch, and the Band-Aid is off.
I'm not to the point where I can do everything swinging yet. I can't take full batting practice. It's getting better every day, of course, but you know, until it gets to the point where I can swing every day and take BP, just got to do a little more waiting. Healing.
And you said you still feel pain, though, too, in it when you're working?
Yeah, I mean, it's to the point now where it's healing. of course, but it's, you know, it's healed well enough that now you kind of feel every little movement in my hand because it's so, I guess, healed and tender, I guess, because it's new skin there.
That is the Cubs right fielder, Jason Hayward. So wait and see. He didn't want to make any kind of guarantees, but if all goes well, possibly again by the weekend. Who's Hot and Cold, sponsored by Plumbers911Chicago.com for emergency-licensed, highly trained plumbing service 24-7, Plumbers911Chicago.com. Well, Ryan Zimmerman has been hot all season long. He is tops in the league and batting average at .350, number two in slugging, .657, and tied for second with 59 RBI. And we will hear from Ryan Zimmerman a little bit later on in the pregame show. What's cold? The Washington bullpen. Get to the Nationals bullpen. They have a .488 collective ERA out of that relief corps. The Business of Baseball now is sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks, the official banks of the Chicago Cubs. Jamer Candelario back up here in the bigs. Dylan Floro sent down. And that's in the name, by the way, of Addison Russell having hurt his shoulder again. Does not look like Addison is going to need to go on the disabled list. Nothing can be ruled out at this point, but may need a couple of days off to just to get the soreness out of his shoulder once and for all. The Business of Sports now is being sponsored, as I told you, by Wintrust Community Banks, the official banks of the Chicago Cubs. Also, Eddie Butler against Gio Gonzalez tonight. The rest of the rotation this week goes Jake Arrieta against Max Scherzer, John Lackey against Steven Strasburg on Wednesday, and then Thursday, the only day game of this series, a 3:05 game, John Lester against Joe Ross. Coming up next on the show, it is our Cubs conversation with the first baseman for the Nationals, Ryan Zimmerman, on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Talk Cubs with two Cubs fans, Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on 670 The Score, home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Come see the other boys in blue at Blue Man Group, the spectacular collision of comedy, theater, rock concert, and dance party all rolled into one. See Blue Man Group at Briar Street Theater. Call 800-BLUE-MAN or visit blueman.com.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Spiegel and Parkins talk world champion Chicago Cubs baseball. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on 670 The Score.
Theo Epstein, Kyle's going to Iowa. Why now?
You know, obviously a lot of things have happened this year, but mentally this will be great for him just to take a blow.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on 670 The Score.
Here's a tip you can rally behind. A smart thermostat makes saving energy easy, and ComEd is offering up to a $100 rebate on select smart thermostats. Learn more at ComEd.com/marketplace.
Fans want to listen to games on the radio that match the audio on your TV? Yeah, you do. Go to DelayRadio.com, use promo code THESCORE, and receive a $20 discount. DelayRadio.com. Leave it up to Nationals first baseman Ryan Zimmerman to provide some perspective on the 38 and 37 Chicago Cubs.
Long ways to go, man. I think I know what kind of team they have over there and what kind of guys they have, obviously, with what they did last year. And, you know, you don't win anything for being in first place in June. So, I mean, I don't really look at records right now too much. I think it's a long season for a reason. You play a ton of games, and we're not even halfway there yet. So there's a ways to go, and I think most of the league knows what kind of talent they have over there.
Last year they walked Bryce Harper a million times at Wrigley Field, and you were sitting in that spot behind. This year you're having huge success. To what do you attribute that?
Well, just being healthy, I think. You know, I was healthy at the end of last year finally, and you know, to have a whole offseason and a spring training of not having any injuries or any rehabbing of any injuries, just worry about baseball, and it's been nice to do that for a change. The last 2.5 or 3 years have been tough for me, and to finally just be healthy again and enjoying playing baseball is it's been refreshing.
Other than that, if anything, what's different about this Washington Nationals team this year as opposed to last year?
Well, I mean, I think the same core group of guys we've had here for a few years now. Starting pitching is great. And, you know, that's kind of been the backbone of our team for the last 4 or 5 years when we've been on this, I don't want to say run, but when we've had good success winning the division. And, you know, starting pitching is what wins in this league. We got a really good group of bench guys as well. I think Adam Lynn's having a great year. A guy like Stephen Drew, and you know, a lot of depth to be able to give us some days off. And big, obviously, pinch hitter bats are huge in the National League.
And what's it like playing for Dusty Baker?
Dusty's great. I think you know, as long as you show up on time and play hard, and really all he cares about, I think you know, he's done everything and seen everything you can as a manager and a player in baseball. And I think it's nice. He just treats us like grown-ups, and you know, for baseball players, and if we show up and whatever we need to do to get ready, he trusts that we're going to do it. Nice to have a guy that just lets you do that.
Ryan Zimmerman, genuinely happy when I handed him a gift certificate courtesy of MyPillow. Right now, you can save 50% plus free shipping on two premium king or queen pillows and two additional travel pillows. Order now at MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE. If you are planning for a game at Wrigley Field, check out all of the available transportation and parking options. Visit the A to Z guide at Cubs.com. Coming up next, Cubs manager Joe Maddon as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag Live Bright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
The best recap of every Cubs game, Mully and Hanley mornings live at 5 on 6-7.
Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Lets you stream on 5 devices at once. Brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get all these great reliable features, the X1 voice remote, and fast internet for an incredible price. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and make sure to ask about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet service with no activation and no line access fees. Plus 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and autopay within 30 days or charges increased by $5 a month. Offer ends 6/27/17. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required. Xfinity Mobile requires a post-pay subscription to a residential Xfinity Internet service.
This is the week to shop, a very special Knaus BMW sales event featuring over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs, including a great selection of late model BMW coupes, sedans, convertibles, and sports activity vehicles in pristine condition with prices as attractive as our inventory, along with special leasing and finance offers from Knaus BMW through BMW Financial Services. You'll be surprised to see just how much BMW you can get for your money. Plus, isn't it nice to know the BMW you choose is covered by a CPO protection plan for ultimate peace of mind? The Knaus BMW sales event on certified pre-owned BMWs. Don't let that perfect one get away. Knaus BMW, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, KnausBMW.com.
And a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them.
KFC.com.
The Joe Maddon Manager Show now is sponsored by Loyola Medicine. They treat both body and soul. Here once again is Ron Coomer.
Joe, last series, it's a split on the road in Miami. Could have went better, but could have went worse too. Your thoughts on the last series?
Under the circumstances, I'll take it. Of course, when you win the first 2 out of 3, you want to get that 3 out of 4 thing. But I can't complain, man. Again, you're breaking in Zagunas in these games. Happy still. You know, again, I don't want to keep going all over this, but we have a lot of young guys breaking in, and they have a nice team. Miami's got a good team. I mean, that team on the field, you talk about a team that can swing the bats. They're starting pitching if it was better, and they're missing Fernandez from the unfortunate, awful moment from last year. But on the field, they're good. So I was happy to get out of there 2-2. Another tough 4-game series, as you know, are not easy, man. They're not easy to do on the road against good teams. I know that Miami record is not what they want it to be, but I'm telling you, on the field, they're pretty stern.
Today's ball game, you've made some moves, some roster moves. You got Candelario back up. Obviously, Addison comes out of the game so he's not in there. So is that the reason for Candelario?
Yeah, Candy came in. We sent Dylan Floro back. We needed to get back to one more guy on the bench. So Candy's in. Addison coming out of yesterday's game with his arm, I felt inappropriate to put him back in as a starter today just after having come out of the lineup yesterday. Now, he's been working with PJ, and I'm hearing good things. But you might see him in the game tonight if I'm convinced that he's well. You more than likely will see him play tomorrow if this trend continues. But Candy's here. Candy's going to play tonight.
This is a very good team. They've got a very good record. Your thoughts on playing the Nationals here this four games?
Yeah, their middle of their lineup is really incendiary right now. It's kind of like when I managed against El Paso and Midland. It was kind of tough. There was nowhere to go. I mean, Harper, Zimmerman, Murphy, and Rendon are been really good. And, of course, Turner can. They got two guys on the top that can go a little bit. So they're kind of a balanced, good lineup. You have to pitch really well, and we have. We've been pitching well. On the other side of the coin, they have good pitching. So pretty much in games like this, series like this, we need to catch the baseball. Don't give them any extra outs. Again, runner in third base, less than two outs. You got to score this guy somehow. Move the baseball. I've been pretty much pleased with the overall play we've had lately. We just got to nail it down a little bit more tightly in different situations.
They have Gio Gonzalez going today, and they've got their rotation pretty well set up for the Cubs coming into town. Your thoughts on Gonzalez?
He's been good. I was looking it up, and he's pitched a lot of 6-7 inning stints as of late. He's got that big old curveball, changeup, and plenty of fastball. The thing with him, he could lose the plate sometimes. Now, that's one of our strong points many times, that we just don't go ahead. We make starting pitchers throw a lot of pitches. Hopefully that happens tonight, but when we do, you got to get that knock when the runners are out there. But that's Gonzalez. Good stuff. Sometimes loses the plate, but he's been going more deeply into games lately.
Good luck here in Washington.
Gracias, Ocio.
That's Cubs manager Joe Madden. We'll have more on the guy that they were just talking about, Gio Gonzalez, the national starter, and the Cubs starter, Eddie Butler, as well. He's from the area. Cubs and Nationals right around the corner on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Get breaking Cubs news and more on the Spiegel and Parkin Show, 9 a.m. to 1 on The Score, home of the world champion Cubs.
Thursdays this June, Potawatomi presents Summer Treasures. A fortune valued at over $150,000 will be discovered, with single gems worth up to $10,000. Summer Treasures, playing Thursdays June 8th through 29th, only at Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/treasures to start your adventure. Must be at least 21 years old and a Fire Keepers Club member to participate.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Your home is probably the biggest investment you will make your entire life. Why trust an online app to get that right when you can work with an expert? We listen to your needs and we find the right loan for your unique situation. And we'll even come to your home or office to get the loan process started. Apps are great for weather and social media, but they can't pick the right mortgage for you. Let the experts go to work for you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana residential mortgage licensee, The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts, safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Pitching matchups are sponsored by Menards. Save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Eddie Butler starting for the Cubs tonight, 3-2 with a 4.19 ERA. Butler is from the Tidewater region of Virginia, about 4 hours from his childhood home, so he's got people here. Current Washington batters are 5-16 against Butler. Gio Gonzalez, the lefty for the Nationals, 7-1 with a 2.96 ERA this year. Cubs hitters are 20-97 against Gonzalez. That is 2.06. Our pick to perform now, sponsored by the Village of New Lenox. Whether you're building a new home or a business, New Lenox is the place to be. It's extraordinary. We love Wilson Contreras to lead off the game with something special today. It just happens. Our scoreboard now is sponsored by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Buy online and pick up at the new drive-thru service. The Diamondbacks beat the Phillies today 6-1, and the Cardinals lead the Reds 8-2, bottom of the eighth inning. Our national anthem was sponsored by Mutual of America. Your retirement company shares their spirit of America by recognizing today's salute to America. It is just about time for baseball. Cubs and Nationals, Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer are next on The Score on the Cubs Radio Network.
This is Ben Zobrist of the World Series champion Cubs, and you are listening to The Score, the radio home.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Theo Epstein, Kyle's going to Iowa. Why now?
You know, obviously a lot of things have happened this year, but it's gotten away from him, and now it's just a power game, and we have zero doubt that he's going to go down. This will be good for him, and he'll rediscover who he is.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670 The Score.